5:23 a.m. Central African Time on this beautiful Mubarak Friday morning on our program As-Safinatu ila al-Jannah. Yes, the 8th of Safar 1445. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved teacher, respected Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, the honorable day of Friday, the 8th of Safar 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 28, Suratul Qasas, the narrative, and verses number 57 and 58. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala granted us a constitution which every human being, male or female, if he or she removes the jaundice from their eyes and the prejudice from their heart, then they will embrace Islam. But if people themselves don't want to, then obviously that is their choice. We cannot go and impose it upon them by taking a gun and placing it there on their head, or taking a sword and placing it there on their necks. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in chapter 28, Suratul Qasas, verse 57 and 58. وَقَالُوا Now these non-Muslims, there in Makkah Mukarramah, the idol worshippers, those who are involved in polytheism and in shirk, they said, وَقَالُوا إِنَّ التَّبِئِ الْهُدَى مَعَكَ If we follow you immaculately, and the guidance, we follow you, that what you are teaching and preaching, O Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نتخطف من أرضنا Then we will be hijacked from this land. We will be kidnapped from this land. We will be destroyed from this land. Meaning we will have to make so many sacrifices. We will lose everything we have. Currently we are the trustees. We are in charge of the Siqaya, the Zamzam water. We are in charge of the Sidana. That you know you are in Durban and you have the Sardin Rush. So the person who is in charge of the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah's key, that person is called Sa'din, Sin, Alif, Dal, Noon. So we will lose all this honor and all these portfolios and our wealth and so forth. So Almighty Allah responds to them, أَوَلَمْ نُمَكِّلْ لَهُمْ حَرَمًا آمِنًا What have we not given them authority? Harama, for that sanctuary, for that extraordinary place, for that special sacred place, the Haram, Makkah Mukarrama, Mina, Muzdalifah, M3, 3M, Amina, a place of safety. We made it the greatest place on this earth. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ Amina. Whosoever enters the Haram, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah, he is in a safe and secure place. وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ Almighty Allah takes an oath in chapter 95, right in the beginning, to show you that they are excuses, are very feeble excuses, that how can you be hijacked and kidnapped and so forth when you are in the most secure and safe place? And if you are worried about your material wealth, Yujba ilayhi thamaratu kulli shay'in rizqan min ladunna. Yujba yuhmalu ilayhi, in Arabic you will say, and it is supplied to them. Thamaratu kulli shay'in, the fruits of everything, as sustenance, min ladunna, from our side. Meaning that we give them such fruits in that desert, and that is biwadin ghayri zi zar'in in the Baytik al-Muharram. Almighty Allah speaks of Makkah Mukarramah as that place where there was no vegetation, no habitation, and now you go there, millions of people are gravitating towards the place. They want to go for Hajj, the pilgrimage, or Umrah, the minor pilgrimage, and as far as food go, even in countries like South Africa, and if you go to New Zealand, Australia, and wherever else, you will not even see that type of food and fruit and so forth. This is the manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah. Kudrat ka karishma hai. So yujba ilayhi thamaratu kulli shay'in rizqan min ladunna. So as far as safety, security goes, Almighty Allah granted you that. As far as your material wealth goes, so that Almighty Allah blessed you with it. But you yourself don't want to embrace the truth. Why you don't want to embrace? That is your pride. Whenever people don't want to accept the truth, then remember that is their pride and arrogance. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But majority of them know not. Not they do not know, they don't want to know. Therefore, in Urdu, we have a wonderful saying, agar tu hi na chahe, to bahane hazar. If you don't want to accept something, then you will make 1,000 excuses. Now, Almighty Allah is addressing them. You are worried about your livelihood, your sustenance, your provision. Look around you. How many places Almighty Allah decimated, destroyed, annihilated them? You look at the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, where you had the homosexual, the gay community. Almighty Allah decimated and annihilated them. فَجَعَلْنَا عَلِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. Almighty Allah gave a people who were living in safety and in security, and they were living so comfortably. But then when the pride got hold of them, and Nabi Lut alayhi salam, Lot, P-L-O-T, peace be upon him. So L-O-T is Lut alayhi salatu salam in English. When he cried, when he begged, when he petitioned Almighty Allah, chapter 29, verse 30, Rabbin surni ala al-qawm al-mufsideen. Oh Almighty Allah, you assist me against these mischief makers and troublemakers, this gay community. Hence the punishment came. وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ وَكَمْ أَيْ كَثِيرًا مِنْهُمْ. So Yekam means for so many towns, cities, countries. You see today, how many countries? You take Argentina in the Western world, South America, their inflation is running at over 100%. You take Zimbabwe, our neighbors, that the paper on which their money is printed is not worth the paper itself. You take Iran, you must remember that for one US dollar, it is 42,000 Iranian rials. So, and it goes on and on. So this is how Almighty Allah destroys the countries because they don't want to embrace the truth. وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ بَطِرَتْ مَعِيشَتَهَا. How many a people, how many a nation, Almighty Allah has destroyed it. بَطِرَتْ, بَطِرَتْ means pride. حَبِيبُنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ was asked, مَا الْكِبْرُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Today people like to speak about pride and so forth and so on. But what is the definition the Master alayhi salatu salam made? He said, Batrul Haq, that when the truth dawns upon you, you don't accept it. You try and justify your stance. Waghamtun nas, and the people who are telling you you are wrong, you consider yourself superior and you consider them, those who are telling you the truth, to be inferior. You take in our country 3-4 easy examples. The people who close the masajid and so forth, till today they will try and justify it. Those who went to court and so forth, till today they will try and justify. Now the sheikhs and some maulvis are going to the churches, murtads out of the fold of Islam they are, for praying under the crosses. You can't be reading salat behind them. So we must be clear, we don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician or government. We have to defend the truth and propagate the truth. That is Batirat Ma'ishataha, how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala destroys the economy and the livelihood of people. Action and reaction, cause and effect, that is Sunnatullah, the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Fatilka masakinuhum, go and see their dwellings. Go to Madain Asali, all these places I visited myself. Go there and see their homes and their dwellings there in Saudi Arabia, next to Tabuk and Ula. Lam tuskam min ba'dihim, how Almighty Allah punished them. And remember this, lam tuskam min ba'dihim, nobody can live there after that. Illa qalila, but few pockets of people you will find. Wa kunna nahnu al-warithin, and we are the one who inherit everything. Go and see America, what they did to the Africans and the Afro-American and the indigenous and so forth. Go and see what New Zealand did to the Maoris. Go and see what Australia did to the Aborigines. Go and see what happened in Palestine, what the Jutlas, Harami, super terrorists did from the past 75 years and more. So that is how Almighty Allah curses them, punishes them, and they can never ever find peace. Remember that. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. On this Mubarak, honorable, blessed day of Jumu'ah Friday, this is the news, views and interviews, locally, nationally, globally and internationally. Haaretz newspaper writes in the editorial, the big donkey. They don't use the word big donkey, but Almighty Allah calls them donkeys. Surah 62, chapter 62, verse 5. Ben-Gvir, the donkey, that is what Palestinians call him, Ibn Himar. So he must be fired immediately. Now what more you want? Your newspaper writes in the editorial that the big donkey, the enemy of humanity, must be fired immediately. That speaks volumes, you know. Then we go to Australia. So now today you have a Jewess, and she was a former principal in Israel, but she sexually assaulted students in Australia. Hence, they found her guilty, and she's now, she will stay in prison for 15 years, 15 years. Humiliation upon humiliation. I told you, for the Jutlas, the Haramis, the super terrorists, Almighty Allah is going to punish them till the day of justice. And this is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Almighty Allah will continue punishing them right till the day of justice. And alhamdulillah, it is happening. Now listen to these stories from Israel, the apartheid regime. Israel, apartheid regime, is an apartheid state, and this was mentioned by some ministers. Can you believe that? So the Haaretz says that, will you call these ministers anti-Semite when they themselves, some of them, are calling Israel an apartheid regime? So remember, a 13-year-old Palestinian, they say that he stabbed the policeman there in Israel, so now they will demolish his house. This is Israeli-style justice, I'm asking you. You must remember, if I'm there, my son is there, and we see how you behave. So what will we do? Will we sit with folded hands? No. Whatever opportunity we get, the same youngster you demolish his hand, after 5-10 years he gets a gun, he'll put a bullet through you, and he's justified. You stole everything of his, and then you think you'll get away with it. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. That is easy for any person who's got common sense, but the Jutlas, Haramis, don't have common sense. Quran says so, chapter 59, verse 14, تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think they are united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They don't have any common sense and intelligence and intellect. Israel, listen to what Gideon Levy writes in the Haaretz. Excellent article. The Israeli heroes, heroes inverted commas, are those who execute Palestinians and Arabs with immunity. Israeli heroes, heroes inverted commas, are those people who execute the Arabs Palestinians with impunity. That is what you see there. Let us go on with other news. So Berlin, Germany admits there are huge intelligence failures when it comes to Ukraine. So they're wasting their time there. They're catching a good thrashing and wasting our time and Putin's time. Putin is a big harami, but he put this whole West and Europe, NATO, America in their place. So Biden and Zelensky are discussing how the pilots will be trained to fly the F-16s. By that time, the war might be over, you know that. And did I say so? You remember Scott Ritter? Scott Ritter said, told us and told the world, there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And then the Americans, Bush and Blair, the war criminals, murdered more than 1 million people. And Madeleine Albright, the harami, the Jewess, dispatched straight to hell. She said it's worth it to murder and kill 500,000 Iraqi children. So Scott Ritter says Ukraine will capitulate unconditionally. 6 countries accepted in BRICS. You get some naive Muslims, you know, simple Simons who don't know whether they're coming or going. They get very excited. Say, you know what? So many Muslim countries are part of BRICS now. Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and Emirates. Emirates, the leader, non-Muslim. Murtad bin Zakum. Murtad bin Shaitan. The Saudi Arabia leader, MBS. Iran, Pakka, Shias, non-Muslim. Egypt, the Pharaoh, the leader and country, the government, non-Muslim. So what Islam Muslim are we talking about? You fool yourself by these type of things here. Big punishment for Modi's country, India. You see, go to the article, then write this name down in your Google, ANNI, and write there that what happened in any, or any, I don't know exactly how they pronounce it, but anyway, that's the English spelling. Over 2,000 people died in India over the past 2 months because of monsoon and so forth. You must just look at the visuals coming through and how the buildings are collapsing and so forth. Allah protect us at all time, all places. Trump can make a lot of funny, crazy statements. You see, Trump was now charged. You must remember he had to pay a bond. Bond means a bail of $200,000. And now he gave an interview. He said, Biden is walking on toothpick. He's so hopeless and useless. He can't stand neck for next year's election because he can't even pick up one chair, you know, and properly. He's too old and too weak and walking on toothpick. Now see what our ANC are doing. All of you who go to the supermarket, you must always check your slip. You know, we just buy things and we just walk away. So some people went to certain branches or branch of Checkers, and then when they looked at that slip, they found their solidarity fund. And 5 rand you're paying, you don't even know. What is the solidarity fund? How come you're taking my money? We must sue these Checkers and all these people who are doing this here, have a class action against them. And how come you, the ANC, are allowing this to go? Are you crooking us again? So you must remember this. We have to name them and shame them, these crooked politicians. Remember that. Imagine you go buy things for 510,000 rand or more, and then you come back, you see 5 rand solidarity fund. What the hell is this solidarity fund? And you think how many customers come in and so forth. Think properly. So the wake up, South Africa, don't let them crook you more. You know how much they are crooking you. Anti-Modi posters. I like some of them. So yeah, in South Africa, some Pakistanis, some Kashmiris, and remember some South Africans were there, and they said the butcher of Gujarat. That is 100% correct. And then they had the Indian Hitler. And then they had the bloodthirsty. Remember Modi. So remember Modi wherever you go. Remember this will stay and stick with you. That stain. Butcher of Gujarat, and you can't get away from that. Then next one we have here, you must remember, is America, another crazy place. And you see, in Carolina, 4 people killed and 6 injured. There was a policeman, he's half crazy. He had, you must remember, marital problems with his wife. So now he's a sharpshooter. He went there and he shot 3 people dead. The authorities shot him, so 4 people dead and 6 injured. So that are your news, views and interviews. And Cape Town, you must see the chaos that erupted there in council between the Red Berets and the DA, and all about the taxi impounding. South Africa is a big circus, you must remember that. And you got many trapeze artists, jokers and bunch of crooks running the country, in most parts of the country. Remember that. That's the truth. Whether you like or don't like, we have to speak the truth. Okay, let's give you what's going to happen today. Inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Aku and Mo Zaid Khan with the interview. 11:25, we will join Makkah Mukarrama for the khutbah, Sheikh Abdullah Awad Juwani. He normally delivers very short khutbah. I will be inshallah al-Aziz in Fitas. And there, 12:20 will be the Adhan at the 23rd Street Masjid. 12:30 will be the talk, inshallah. And then, inshallah, will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran from 1:30 to 2. Read abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations. The best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week. May Almighty Allah grant us tawfiq.
Well, it's 5:43 a.m. South African time will start. It's breaking news. I know last night you sent me a message and you told me to contact that brother Muhammad Saeed, which I did. And there's a sister, Ustad. She worked for this Jehovah Witness for 5 years. She's currently listening to you. Her name was Tanya Williams. Now she wants to accept the Shahada and she has decided her name to be Sister Tahira. She's listening to you, Ustad. Over to you. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Barakallahu feekum, brother Muhammad Saeed. Allah Jalla Wala reward you. My sister Tahira, you should know Tahira means to be pure. The Honorable Wife of the Master Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyida Khadija Radiallahu Anha, who lived with the Master alayhi salatu salam for more than 25 years, and 6 children were born from this great marriage. Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha, her laqab, her title was Tahira. So wonderful, beautiful name. Jazakallah khair, my sister. You contacted us last night and you contacted me as well, and you said you want now to embrace Islam. We are honored to make you a Muslim on this Mubarak blessed day of Jumu'ah Friday. Repeat after me, Sister Tahira, that's your name now. Anybody ask you, then leave your original name and say this is your name. Your surname you can maintain and retain it. So repeat after me, my Sister Tahira. Ashhadu, ashhadu, Allah, Allah, ilaha, ilaha, illallahu, illallahu, wa ashhadu, وأشهد أن محمدا محمدا عبده عبده ورسوله ورسوله. You are a Muslimah and you must contact, mashallah, if you are in Peter Marisburg, my student is there, Maulana AAA, Maulana Abdul Aziz Ahmad, and our brother Muhammad Saeed knows him, and his family, mashallah, will assist you. And if you are in Durban, then my sister, my niece, all of them are there, and they will assist you. You got my number, and you contact us, and we'll help you along this great journey. So, mashallah, in the ending of the program, we'll make a dua. We thank our Capital Group, we thank Radio Al-Ansar directors, we thank all of you, the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, that see the lady was listening to her programs and then she got inspired and she became a Muslimah. Allah Jalla Wala use us right till our last breath for the deen of Islam. Ameen. To promote it in its pristine purity without being apologetic and compromising on the deen of Islam.
I see Sister Candace Ustad. Well, of course, her name is now Zainab. And she says that you have made the best choice, Sister Tahira Williams Ustad.
MashaAllah, are you witnessing, my brothers, sisters, children, students? Are you understanding what's happening? Last week, her name was Candace. We made a Muslim, Sister Zainab. I gave her that name with the grace and mercy of Allah. And she is encouraging our sister Tahira. This is the best choice you made. This is what Allah is teaching us in the Quran. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُدْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ That the enemies of Islam want to extinguish the effulgence and radiance of Almighty Allah with their mouths and their media. But Almighty Allah has His own system. We small little chewing-gums. Where can we compare with all the big media and multimedia in the world? But Allah Jalla wa'ala selects whoever He wants. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ And Almighty Allah will let the nur of Islam, Allah will let it be completed and perfected, and it will go right throughout the world. Remember that. وَلَوْ كَرِيهَ الْكَافِرُونَ Although the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. Chapter 61, verse 8. Always beg Almighty Allah, Allah majal fi qalbi nura, wa fi sam'i nura, wa fi basari nura, wa fi lisani nura, wa fi badani nura. Ya Allah, grant us nur, radiance and effulgence. Load shedding, you take one candle and you ignite so many other candles. We take the iman, the nur, the radiance of Islam, and we spread it throughout the world with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, with the wasila and barakah and blessing of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Ustaz, I've got brother Yaqub. He says, my question, Mulana AK, what is your comment on the storm that happened in Makkah? It is not a wake-up call to the government of Saudi who are bringing haram activities in our holy land. Mulana AK, with no disrespect, in every religion, we have good and bad apples, Ustad.
100%. I tell you every day, almost MBS is a murtad woman. Shakka fi kufri fa wa kafirun. That is my fatwa. You can quote it anywhere in the world. If any person, these Salafi scholars for dollars who are still receiving money from the Saudi regime and MBS, should hang their heads in shame. Why should we be apologetic to anybody? What you see in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Almighty Allah speaks of this in the noble Quran. I give you the reference and the verse and everything. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرِيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُتْمَئِنَّا Examples are given in the Quran Sharif, chapter number 59, verse 21. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ So that people must wonder and ponder at these examples. So first and foremost, this verse is revealed for Makkah Mukarramah. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرِيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُتْمَئِنَّةً يَاتِيَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ That Almighty Allah set forth an example of a town, a city, a country. They were living in safety, security, peace. From everywhere in abundance, the risk and sustenance were coming. Then what did the people, residents, citizens do? فَكَفَرَتْ بِعَنْ أُمِ اللَّهِ They were ungrateful to the bounties and favors of Almighty Allah. فَأَذَاقَهَ اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوءِ وَالْخَوْفِ Almighty Allah let them taste around everywhere. There's poverty and there's fear. People think Saudi Arabia, everybody is a millionaire, billionaire. Just go to the outskirts of Makkah and Medina and see the amount of poverty and the level of poverty in squalor and poverty the people are living in. The poverty and the fear, because you send one tweet against the government, they lock you up for 10 years. Bima kanu yasna'un. So because of their actions. So this is chapter 16, Surah Nahl, the B, verse 112. So obviously it's a punishment. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, will we be punished? Wafina salihun, and we have pious people in our midst, by Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh, the honorable spouse and mother of this ummah. So say Zainab binti Jahsh, Almighty Allah performed her nikah with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as enshrined in the noble Quran. What answer did the Master alayhi salam give? Qala na'am. Yes, you will be punished even if you have some pious people in your midst. وَإِذَا كَثُرَ الْخَبَثُ, when the vices become predominant, you open bikini beaches there in Jeddah, and you open sanamas in Medina, and you make a mockery of Makkah and Medina and so forth. Remember that. So what you expect then to happen? So obviously it's a wake-up call. They must draw a distinction daily. We must make dua and supplicate to Almighty Allah for the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, and Thalithul Haramain Sharifain, for Masjidul Aqsa Al-Mubarak. That we must do daily in all our masajid. But as far as Ali Saud goes, I give you one dua. It's in Arabic and it's very beautiful if you know Arabic. Allahumma ahlakta, Allahumma ahlik Ali Saud, kama ahlakta Adaw wa Thamud. Allahumma ahlik Ali Saud, kama ahlakta Adaw wa Thamud. Ya Allah, you destroy this MBS and his cronies as you destroyed the Ad and Thamud.
I've got Sister Emily Ustad. She says, AK, why is there so little international coverage on how much ANC has ruined the economy of South Africa? Emily Ustad.
The whole world is corrupted, my sister. Which country is not corrupted? The only thing is the level of corruption, you must remember. Don't think the white man was not stealing. The white man was stealing, but they were stealing with one finger, two fingers. And our mortars, our brothers now, they're stealing with 9 fingers and 8 fingers. You see, solidarity fund. And then we don't even know at this type of thing. Come, I tell you 2 quick stories. You know, your love stories. Tutu was asked, what's the difference between apartheid, and you must remember that, you know, the democratic regime. He said, see, that when we had apartheid, the white minority, apartheid government, and that's an inhumane policy what they had. Obviously, it was something nobody could justify. So they had the gravy train. Under the democratic government, ANC, we got the gravy plane. So that summarizes it. You see, India has reached the moon. So already the stories are coming out and the cartoons are coming out. So some Indian guy will go there and start selling paan. You know paan, the betel leaf. Somebody will be start selling, you must remember, what, the chai. You know Modi. Modi used to sell tea on the railway station. You must remember if you read his history. So they will sell tea there. So now, my sister, this is just the story. It'll give you a good understanding. You see, if you ask the Indian guy, how are you managing under apartheid? He said, very easy. He said, when we had certain work to do with the white man, we just take some musas. You know, drihu kulikuk. You know, yeah. So that was what the Buddha used to say, drihu kulikuk. The triangle is the Indian chow, you see. So we should take our samosas and all that. There's Arabs, they don't know how to make samosas, and they can't pronounce it. They say some boozas. So I don't know if they're taking booze or what. But anyway, so the Indian guy used to take samosas for the whitey, and he say that, okay, alles is recht, meneer. Say, everything done, you got your samosas, do my job. Now with this guy's here, so the guy go, he take a goat, he take a sheep, he take a cow, he go whatever, whatever. And then he says, okay, I brought some animals for you, sir. They say, no, but how are you going back? They take your animals, plus they take your truck also. So that is the corruption. Last question, quick.
Somebody says, Ustad, do you know that some Muslims went to meet Modi? Are they out of the fall of Islam? They are traitors to Islam, Mufti AK. Ustad.
When I tell you some Maulvis from Ye went to go meet them, what you will say? Not now, previously, what you will say then? Don't worry, by next week, everything will be released, inshallah. We're taking everything out. Remember, by next week, everything will be out, inshallah. Can we make dua? Such people, remember, if they agree with Modi, they're out of the fold of Islam. We make quick dua. Our sister, embrace Islam, make dua for us and the ummah at large. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya mursaleen sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma izzal Islam wal muslimin, Allahumma ansuril Islam wal muslimin, Allahumma thabbitna lil iman, Allahumma mitna lil iman. Ya Allah, our brothers, sisters, embrace Islam. Ameen. Ya Allah, give us complete, perfect iman. Ya Allah, give them perfect, complete iman and Islam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let us die with iman and Islam. Make them the best day in our lives, the day we meet you, Ya Allah. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين.